The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son but the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
This weekend we celebrate the Feast of All Souls Day. Tonight is the anticipated Mass for All Souls Day, which always falls on November 2nd every year. So earlier we celebrated All Saints, November 1st. This weekend, because it falls on a Sunday, we celebrate All Souls Day. So the church allows us to celebrate this feast on a Sunday. But one of the things about All Souls Day is the church in its wisdom gives many, many options for readings on All Souls Day. So I chose something different from what you have there. But for a reason. I think it fits what the Lord desires for us to hear this weekend and how he calls us to pray. All Souls Day is a weekend where we remember and we celebrate and we ask the Lord for particular graces and prayers. I'll start with a little story of a recent experience I had giving someone from our parish last rites. I went to visit them in their home with their family, a man who was close to death. When I got there, he was not very responsive, so that happens often. Someone who's close to dying is often seemingly asleep or just not able to respond to you. So as we begin praying the prayers, one of the parts of the prayers of last rites is to ask the person who is dying if they're able to profess their faith. And so I go through that profession. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son? You believe in the Holy Spirit. Well, this man who at first was not responding to any prayer, when I asked him, "Do you believe in the Father?" he said, "Yes." And when I said, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" he responded, "Yes." Everyone was quite surprised. "Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body and life everlasting?" "Yes," he responded. And that was the last thing he responded to. It was this beautiful grace to, at the end of his life, to profess his love and faith and belief in God, the God who graced him his whole life. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. It's a gift to celebrate this particular commemoration of All Souls Day on a Sunday. It feels like we've started Advent a little early, so we haven't started Advent early. No, this is a day to pray and to remember. We pray for the holy souls in purgatory today who are experiencing the power of God's love through a purging of their attachments to sin that occurred in their life. They're on the way to heaven, and these souls benefit from our prayers, asking God for mercy and for his divine love. We are connected to those souls because of our shared baptism into Christ and his church. And so I encourage you, pray for them. Pray for those souls so that we may joyfully greet them in heaven. But also we remember today our loved ones who have died. You know, there are many reasons we remember the lives and stories of people who have gone before us. I remember so many beautiful things. My parents are here. I might make you cry, Mom. Sorry. But I remember so many beautiful things about my great-grandparents on my mother's side of the family. They were beautiful people who loved God, particularly my great-grandfather. One of the things I remember well is that he loved to go to Mass as often as he could. He would go every day if he could, especially in the later years of his life. He loved to pray, to practice his faith. He wasn't perfect, but he was a faithful Catholic man. These memories and stories inspired me, particularly in my life of faith. I feel that the life and prayers of my great-grandfather helped me to become a priest, or helped me to decide to become a priest. This is why we remember, why we look towards those lives, especially the ones that helped us to grow in faith, to learn about Jesus, to know the Lord so well. Live for Christ in your life. Come to Jesus in your prayers. Repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus. If we lived with Jesus in this life, we will find our way to Jesus in the life to come. The Lord made this promise to us. He made this promise to the good thief on the cross. On the cross, the good thief prayed to Jesus. If you remember, he said, "Remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say? He looked at him and responded, "You will be with me in paradise." Jesus, remember us. Jesus, come to our assistance. Jesus, forgive all our sins. Jesus, we believe that you are the Savior of the world. Today, pray for and remember all the souls of your families who have died. Pray for the members of this parish who have died in this last year. Pray for our priests who have died this year in the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Pray for all the souls in purgatory who await the kingdom. And look around you today. Today is, in a particular way, a day where we're called to pray for each other. Pray for each other. Don't pray against somebody or in judgment of somebody or whatever it may be that communities wrap themselves up in sometimes. Just pray for each other to grow in knowledge and love of the Lord. That's what the Mass calls us to unite in prayer around the altar of the Lord. When we pray for each other, we remember the powerful words of Jesus and the power that comes from them in this gospel. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. We pray that we will all come to Jesus with Mary, with all the saints of God, one with the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. One day we shall joyfully greet those who have gone before us in the glory of heaven. Jesus, we believe in you. For all the holy souls who have died, we pray then, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.